四，短文听解说明第31题至第40题共10题，每两题为一题组，请先阅读试题本的题目，先了解问题的重心或方向，然后听语音播出的一段讯息，从试题本中选出一个最适当的选项，并将答案划记在答案卡之选择题答案区，每题组播放一次。请阅读例题。请听例题内容。
The sample question is based on the following report.
Wonderland is perhaps the most popular vacation spot for families. It attracts tourists and provides jobs for the local residents in its hotels and shopping malls. But now it is called the Tragic Kingdom. The neighbors suffer from traffic jams that last for miles, and it takes hours to park the car. Empty cans, bottles, and garbage are everywhere. The whole place is becoming polluted. Most of all, prices of goods are skyrocketing. People pay more for living here.
答案为 C。现在开始第四大题。
请阅读第31及32题试题。第31及32题为题组。
Questions 31 and 32 are based on the following talk.
I'm a teacher and I'm often asked by students what they should wear for an interview. Whatever the interview is for, whether a part-time job, volunteer work, or in an exchange program, my advice is always the same. Your appearance should be neat and, if in doubt, dress formally. Why?Well, the main reason is that no one ever failed an interview for looking their best. However, if you attend an interview wearing your old jeans, a t-shirt, and your hair looking like you just got out of bed, you run the risk of giving the impression that you don't really care very much about passing or failing. Making a good first impression is vital at an interview because if you fail to make a good first impression, you probably won't ever get a chance to make a second one.
请阅读第33及34题试题。第33及34题为题组。
Questions 33 and 34 are based on the following report.
In the modern world, most children attend school for a number of years, and although the exact number varies from country to country, it seems that the average number continues to increase. For example, in the United Kingdom,The minimum age for leaving school has gone up from 16 to 18. In a similar way, here in Taiwan, the government has recently announced a 12-year education system. So, will this trend continue? And can we look forward to the day when young people will be required by law to attend university? Would this be right? And at what age should young people be left alone to make their own choices? Obviously, there are no easy answers, but such questions remain fascinating.
第35及36题为题组。
Questions 35 and 36 are based on the following speech.
Although I'm sad to be leaving, I'm departing with knowledge and skills, which I'll always treasure. This job has been a wonderful learning experience. Working with you all has made me a more complete and well-rounded person. I've learned how to take advice, criticism, and compliments. Being a member of this team has also taught me to be open-minded and to value others' opinions. I wish you all the very best for the future, and I hope you'll all continue to experience success and satisfaction in all you do. It's been a pleasure working here, and I'll truly miss it. Thank you for this farewell party, and I look forward to hearing of your future successes.
请阅读第37及38题试题。 第37及38题为题组。
Questions 37 and 38 are based on the following report.
What is the worst thing you can eat? According to some experts, it's sugar. One reason is that sugar contains lots of calories, but no nutrients such as fats, vitamins, or minerals. Sugar is, in fact, just energy. Scientists also believe that sugar can contribute to cancer. They argue that research has proved that people who eat a lot of sugar are at a much higher risk of getting cancer. And if that weren't enough, there is also evidence that too much sugar results in weight gain in both children and adults. This is because sugar doesn't satisfy your hunger. You can eat a lot of sugar without actually feeling full. So, next time you're feeling thirsty, perhaps it would be better to keep away from those sugar-sweetened beverages and have a glass of water instead.
请阅读第39及40题试题。 第39及40题为题组。
Questions 39 and 40 are based on the following report.
Why do kangaroos get around by hopping along on both feet? Why don't they walk and run like every other animal of a similar size? The answer is because they can't move their legs independently. It is actually impossible for them to move one leg without moving the other. But hopping doesn't slow them down. In the wild, they can keep going for hours on end at speeds that can reach over 56 kilometers per hour, with each hop covering up to 8 meters. And when you watch kangaroos hop, watch very carefully. You notice that their feet only touch the ground for a split second each time, just enough time to release the energy stored in their legs. It's amazing and quite unique.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.
本测验结束。